But look at the 35th verse also. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or perils, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able, everybody say able, to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What we worrying about? What we really worrying about? It's a strange thing that Joe, the church worry more than the world. Every time this, most see some Christians, they're going through burdens and burdens, and the world saying hallelujah. What talk like this? What we got to worry about?
All right.
I'm glad. I am apprehended. But brother, but I'm glad I overcome that. I know I'm saved. That's the main thing. I don't reckon about that. And I believe something else that a lot of church folks don't believe. I believe that God got every mosquito, every gnat in his hand, plus everything else. You know, if he take care of the birds, he's going to watch over his church. But I don't understand why we worry so much. For to have somebody who able to talk like this, this big time talk. Anybody can't talk like this. Can't but one somebody talk like this and get away with it. And that's God himself. And we saying that God can do anything. But why are we more shaken than the world is out there? I don't care what folks preaching or what they're saying, what they're teaching. If you follow Jesus, you're going to have some tests and some trials. We try to duck our tests and our trials. We compromise to keep from ducking, to keep from going through our tests and trials. We compromise. I said, church compromise. Who they compromise with the world and with Satan. They keep from being talked about, lied on, or even persecution. And this is what we're going to start here. I just told you if he's for you. Let me sit down and shout on that man. I just told you.
You said it, Pastor.
If he's for you, who can be against you?
Name somebody.
If he's for you. The one who holds the world in his hand for you. Oh, that man. He can make a net stop lighting on you if he wants to. But I don't find out, since I've been a preacher, pastor, The church is more shaken than the world out there. The world ain't worried about nothing. Look like we just worried about everything and got everything in our hand in a sense. Oh boy. We're afraid. What you are, look at your neighbor. What you afraid of? Tell your neighbor. Don't ask if you wake up. Don't tell him. What we are afraid of. Oh boy. And my brothers and sisters, what Paul trying to do for pastor? He's trying to encourage the church of Christ, the real saints of God. Hold on and hold up your head. Hold up your head for Christ. Oh, how much. There's too many of us. Every time you see it, you got blood. The world doing everything. Jumping up and down. We on our way somewhere we don't want to go. We know they don't have the joy that we have, but they got a joy I can't understand sometimes. But we got a joy past all understanding. We're supposed to go through some stuff that can't nobody else go through with but us. But us. But the church, what done happened to us? Can't take nothing. They talked about me, talked about you. That's all they done. They killed Christians back in Jesus' day.
All right.
I'm going to say this. Watch this, Joe. If anything will pop up, and I believe it's going to happen before Jesus comes back now. If they started shooting up churches, I promise you, where you got 80 members, you won't have 15.
All right. There you go.
We afraid. I ain't going out there. I can worship him here. I ain't running. But notice the world. I don't care how much they kill a folk, they don't stop going where they're going. We are afraid to be talked about. Let us about getting killed for Christ.
All right, Pastor.
Oh, boy. The real saints. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. You may be going through some trials. You may be going through some tests. Enemies on every hand. But regardless of your circumstances, your situation, we cannot lose. Look at your neighbor and say, we cannot lose.
All right?
Cannot. Not may not, but cannot. Ain't no way the devil can be this close on you to hit you, but he's a million miles away from you for God concerned. If God don't want him to touch you, you can't touch him. And this close. We got a God that made this whole world and still don't have confidence in our God. what did happen to his church? Yes. That's what the message is all about today, is you're going to go through some things. If you're going to follow Jesus, I'm talking about follow Jesus and be bold for him, you're going to catch some hell sometime. And that's what preachers don't preach on. We don't preach on the other side of salvation. There's a true side to salvation. You can't have one except you have the other one.
Well,
it's in here.
Come on, free.
Still. Help us today, Pastor. Help us. Yes, Lord.
You hurt my feelings. That's all they've done to you, just hurt your feelings. But listen at Jesus. God of mine, we are winners. Everybody say winners. So run this Christian race like a winner. I said, run like what? A winner. We run like a winner. You ain't going down the road. I'm trying to get, I may get there. I'll run like you get there. You may fall, but get up, keep on running. You're going to get there if you keep on running. Can't nobody stop you from going. Why, Reverend Walker? Because if God be. That's what you got to look at. See, he said this.
Please.
If he for me, every devil in hell can't stop me. In these last days, depend on him. He know how to take care of his own. Now, when I talk like this, I'm got to help somebody. Now, don't get lifted up in pride. Don't get so proud and boasting. Depend upon God for everything. If you don't boast, boast in the Lord. If you're going to brag, brag in the Lord. I can't do nothing on my own, but I serve a God got everything in his hand. It's not about us, but it's about the Savior, the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Don't get bragging. No. Brag on him. I can do all things where? Through. Who what? Bless this holy name. And my brothers and sisters, hold your head up, please. Hold your head up for Christ. It'd be something different if we didn't know what the end is going to be. I said, be something different. We know how everything going to turn out. I said, be something different. And we wondering what going to happen. Wondering is this. We know what it is. He done told us what going to happen. You know if I'm for you, who can be against you? You know that. Well, I'm scared. Scared of what? We may get shaky, but have confidence in your God. God Almighty, he give me 5 senses. Them 5 senses may lead you to hell if you don't watch yourself. We don't walk by 5 senses. We walk by faith in Jesus Christ. We go by what he done said in his word.
Mama.
This is what the devil hates. The word. The devil can't stand the word of God. He know the word of God is God.
He know it.
He can't do nothing with the word of God. But on it, that's all he can do. But the church now done got so shaky. God, in these last, in these days, hear God telling us in his word, if I be for you, who can be against you? You're talking about something that already been fixed. Everybody said fixed. Is the Christian future. I said been what?
Fixed.
Fixed. It's already been rambling with. Can I say that? Already been what? Fixed. God Almighty. God already done fix things for us and then told us in the Bible what he done. But yet still we won't have confidence in God's word. He already done fixed it for us. And nobody or nothing can unfix it. Name somebody. Can't nobody unfix it. You know, sometimes when I'm going across all that water in Louisiana, those who've been down there, and look like the water could come on you, you know. And that long stretch. Look like the water level with the road. It had three lanes, and Christine, I got in the middle lane. Car bumped me, I won't hit the rim. I just but from the depths of my heart, God knows I'm not lying. When I'm talking to myself driving there, but I'm talking to myself. I said, when I saw all that water, I've been in there before, but when I saw all that water like it level with the road, you know what comes in my heart? I said, look at God. Look at God. I don't know what the men have to do. Whatever they done, the engineer had to do to put that road across that water. But God gave man that knowledge. Because he put him over the earth. But that ain't nothing. God don't need no bridge.
All right.
He make bridges.
All right. Look at you, Reverend. Look at you.
He told the Red Sea, spread yourself.
Look at you.
I don't know whether it's concrete or blacktop, but he made a way all the way through. You're talking about a freeway. It was a freeway.
Yes, sir.
Right through the Red Sea. I said, look at God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He got everything in his hand. Nobody, nobody, I said, can unfix it. And my brothers and sisters, it is our job as the real church of Christ to stay in the race. Don't turn back. Don't park. I heard Dr. Stubb, he preached on that same thing. He said, don't park. I said, don't turn back. But he said, don't park. Don't turn back and don't park.
Yes,
keep on being in the race. God Almighty. It's a finishing line, but you got to keep on going to in the race. Don't get out of the race. I don't care what you go through with. Don't get out of the race. And don't you park. You got to stay in the race. If you stay in the race, you'll get to the finishing line. Bless his holy name. You'll get there. And my brothers and sisters, you must remember, listen to this now. You must remember that trials, tests, enemies are nothing new. I'm going to say it again. Trials, tests, enemies are nothing new. If you are standing up for Christ, you're going to have some tests, you're going to have some trials, and you're going to have some enemies. It's written. I said it's written.
All right.
If you said you've been born again, hallelujah, and not ashamed to let folk know you've been born again. And ain't nothing never happening to you. You better check your salvation.
All right.
Yeah. If you step up for Christ, the devil gonna get at you. If you ain't doing that, what devil bother you for? Because you ain't doing that anyway. But if you make a scene for Christ, he'll sick his demons on you.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, God, get a happy right here. He can tell demon Jack to move. Go get Mary over there. But hey, you can call on your Jesus. He got to recognize Jesus. He can't get to Mary except he go through Jesus Christ. That's what we got to understand. Can't touch you.
Well,
I say he can't touch you.
Yeah.
Except God give him the okay.
Yeah.
That's this old in there. Now listen at this now. Listen at this. God gave me this last night. That means you had to pray all the time. You got to pray all the time. You ain't got no message till you keep on praying. He'll change it sometime in a minute. Never get through studying. When you get to a point you don't stop studying, you better leave God's word alone. The church don't want to go through no suffering. The church don't want to go through no suffering. We don't want to suffer for Christ. Reach about. Reach about. Them old saints suffer, got killed for the gospel. We can't even stand nobody talk about us. We stop and go home and sit down. Chicken. Can't stand to be talked about. What they said, that don't make it true. You know who you are in Christ Jesus. When you hear folk talk about you, what they said, you know what you do? Go home and say, hallelujah! I'm not worthy to be talked about for Christ's sake. You ought to shout. Bless his holy name. Now watch this. Now watch what Jesus said. This teaching, watch what Jesus said, because this is one of the church problems. Look at Matthew 10 and 38, Paul. Matthew 10 and 38. Got some scriptures. You just need to know these scriptures. That's why we read them too fast. And you've got to study and look for this thing to happen to you. These things not in here for nothing. God for you, who can be against you? Oh, my. Read, Paul.
And he then,
God Almighty,
taketh not his cross.
Listen now, listen.
And followeth after me is not worthy of me.
Y'all see that? Y'all see what it says? If you don't want to take up the cross, and follow after me, you're not even worthy of me. The cross can start from talked about to death.
Right.
You're not worthy of me. Every time you want to do something good, the devil gonna stop you because he know he got you just talking. The cross don't make you sick.
I hear you, Pastor.
The cross doesn't give you headaches. The cross doesn't give you rheumatism. The cross means die. And if 3 or 4 folks in America get killed for the gospel, church may go out of business. I love the law, brother. I love the law. It may go out of business. They put on the news that 5 folks got killed over yonder because they lift up the name of Jesus in America. Oh, Lord, there it go.
Right.
Not worthy of me.
Mama.
Did you not know, everybody said, did you not know?
Did you not know?
This man, this Christ that called Jesus, did you not know he woke you up this morning? He woke you up this morning. He woke you up this morning. He got you sitting where you are right now. And if you get up, it's going to be him getting you up. And you can't be up to talk about for him.
Preach
the gospel. Preach. Look at this. Watch me. And some of us looking at me right now. Looking at me right now. Got up this morning. And didn't even take time. This Lord, I thank you. Trust to eat his fishes and his loaf. And didn't say, Lord, bless this food. In these last days, you don't know what you're eating. See, you ask God to bless your food for 2 reasons. Number 1, you don't know where it comes from. Folks feed you everything now. Number 2, God didn't have to give it to you. He done all these things for us, but we try to hide our real identity when it comes down to real Christian. Take up the cross. Take up your cross. Take up the cross. You're not worthy of me if you won't take up your cross. God Almighty. And follow me. Bless his holy name. Now, Paul, look at Matthew 16 and 24. Hallelujah. We got to talk about this for a while. That's been down on me. It's been a burden on my life. What's wrong with the church now? What's wrong with the church? God Almighty. Read, Paul.
Then said Jesus.
Listen at Jesus.
Unto his disciples.
His disciples.
If any man will come after me.
There you go again.
Let him deny himself.
Yeah.
And take up his cross and follow me.
Deny his self. Forget about who you are. Deny self. Jesus denied himself and died for us. Now he wants to deny ourselves for him. God Almighty. If you've been born again, you one of his disciples.
All right.
See, Jesus had a big multitude following him. And what I love about Christ, he knows everything. He knew you before you got here. Great big multitude. He hear in their mind what they're saying. And but he turned around because they're following him for wrong reasons. For loafers and fishes or whatever you may call them, you know. And he turned and looked at them. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. In other words, if any man will come after me, let him get ready to catch some hell and follow me. cross means death.
Yeah.
Ain't no slap on the head. It's death.
Yeah.
We ain't going through nothing compared to what they went through with. Let me tell y'all the biggest problem with the church too. Don't hit me now. The biggest problem. One of the biggest problems, with the church now, number one, 75% of real Christians are ashamed of it. I may be stressing it now. 75% of church, I'm talking folks who've been born again, really ashamed of it. We try to put him in our back pocket and hide him. Get around certain folks, we don't want to bring him up. Time of disaster come, you want to get out and you'll be, that kind of thing. Want to march for something, but you won't march for Jesus for nothing. Shame! Don't hit me, shame! I'm talking about Christians, shame! They're going to talk about you. He told you they're going to talk about you. Let them talk. I promise when hell breaks loose, what do you think they're going? They're going to you. They can talk about you like a dog. Talk about you like a dog. Let them talk. But let hell break loose in their family. Something happen. They get close to you then. They need help. Set up for Jesus. You already protected. You're going to make it. If he find you, who can be against you? Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Follow me. That's his holy name. Paul, look at Luke 14 and 27. I've got these in him because you need to know this. You just need to know this. And it's been disturbing me. Church, what we are afraid of. Why don't you stand up? You'll be surprised what God would do for you when you stand up for him. I said, you'll be surprised what God would do for you when you stand up for him and not ashamed of it. He wasn't ashamed when he walked, when he hung on that cross, probably butt naked. Cross. For you, for your sin and my sin, he hung on that cross for you. But you can have a right to the tree of life. They can bring up everybody's name but Jesus. That means school catching hell because they don't got rid of Jesus. And America don't get rid of Jesus. They're going to catch some more hell. I may be in heaven, but y'all going to know that. I ain't joking. I know what he told me. See, we leave in Jesus. We're putting Jesus out of everything. Everything. Read, Paul.
And whosoever does not bear his cross,
God Almighty,
and come after me,
yeah,
cannot be my disciple.
All this in the Bible. And we don't read. But we don't pay it no attention.
Yes, sir.
No attention. All this in the Bible. It's talking to us. Not a football game, basketball game. It's the church. All this, we don't read it. We read it too fast. I don't want to read it. Nobody wants to suffer.
Nobody
likes to suffer. But he said, if you're going to follow me, Christian, you've got to go through some things I went through with. Because I paid your sin debt. Watch this now. They don't see Jesus in the flesh no more. Watch the devil now. Watch that, watch Sophia. They don't see Jesus in the flesh no more. Now, if Jesus was in the flesh, they won't hang him right now. Right? Right now. Well, watch this now. Why? Since they don't see Jesus and we represent him, who else think they're going to beat on? Us. But we chicken. Say chicken, chicken, chicken. We chicken. We afraid. Afraid. Oh, boy. Lord, it's something about his name. I said something about his name. I don't care what crowd you go in. Try. I don't care what crowd you go in. You go and holler Jesus, she don't get everybody attention. And somebody in the church that go to church, nobody gonna say, it don't take all that. It does take all of it. You can holler everybody else's name. Why it don't take all that? But when it comes down to Jesus, the devil don't want that name. The devil no power is in the name. Anybody can say God, because there's a lot of little God, little G God. But Jesus. It's something about the name Jesus. I said something about the name Jesus. Everything stops. He got this world turning. Nobody but him.
Amen.
And the one that's supposed to be representing him done got chicken.
All right.
What I love about my Jesus, ain't no fine print in there nowhere. Nowhere in there. You can read it. I say it ain't good. They got some big letter Bible now. You see it in there. He ain't got it here nowhere. It's all over the Bible. Something all over the Bible. And preachers preaching, you don't have to go through that. Yeah, all that little cute looking stuff. They calling God a lie. You don't have to get, you don't take all that. No, don't take up. It take up the thing. Don't deny. Don't deny him. So many folk don't want to bring him up. God Almighty. Because they know they're going to be talked about. God Almighty. Paul, look at one more for me. God gave me this last night, though. I had something else back there, but I ain't throw away what I had, but he won't get to come first. Church. The church. Paul, look at 2 Timothy 3, 12 and 13. God Almighty.
Yea. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Shall suffer persecution.
Now, God wrote that. God wrote that. We don't want to live godly. All that live what? Where? In. Shall do what? Not maybe, not might. They don't want you to see. See, watch this now. We got to know who we fighting. We fighting the devil. We fighting the devil. The devil got his eyes on you if you're not ashamed of Jesus and tell the world about it. The devil got his eyes on you. He'll let your best friend on your job go against you. In your home. Your best friend. You thought it was your best friend. He'll sick your best friend at you.
All right.
You have got the woman a job and still sick on you. Because the devil knows if he get to talk about Jesus, somebody going to get converted. Somebody going to get born again. And he don't want nobody to get born again. What the devil care about you coming to church? We got a lot of churches, but a lot of folks ain't born again. Jesus is the only name to get a man born again. No other name. Look how we are. Look at Shane Walker. Look at this. Get down. He's supposed to be Christian. Yeah, the man upstairs. What man upstairs? Don't want to bring his name up, but the man up, the devil upstairs.
All right.
Now, what man you talking about? Shame. Scared. Chicken. God said Jesus. said Jesus. They'll know who you are. We're trying to hide our real identity. Just in case I want to play a little.
All right.
Well, my web don't say amen. It's in the name. Boy, it's in the name. He'll take care of you. Not shame of his name. He'll take care of church if you're not afraid of his name. I ain't bragging. Nothing to boast and brag about. That when you see his name on the corner, his name right there, his name on the building, and in the back and the front. We have enough money to put another name. We put it on the back side. See, the committee want to put my name out there. Don't put my name nowhere. Reverend, I said, don't put my name out there. I started, from the depth of my heart, I started trembling. Walk in here knowing nothing. Put the man's name out there who saved your life. Put his name out there. Put his name out there. Walk in here knowing nothing but the name of Jesus. Ain't no saving power in my name.
Preach, Pastor.
I started trembling. It's about him. It's not about New Bethlehem. It's not about the deacons. It's not about the preacher. It's about him. Don't be ashamed of the name. If you want to get over our cloud, he'll get you over. If you're not ashamed of the name. We don't want to talk about Jesus. Any way to get rid of Jesus, the devil is going to come up with everything to get rid of Jesus. But you can't get rid of him.
All right.
I said you can't get rid of him. He's just like an inner tube trying to drown him. You know it. Whoever got an inner tube out in the water, you push one end down, the other end pop up. Who don't try that? I don't try it. You can't put it down there by one gonna pop up. I don't care what. You push it in, the other end gonna pop up. You can't get rid of Jesus no way you go. Oh, Thomas. Over 2,000 years ago, they tried to get rid of him. So Larry, they tried to get rid of him. They thought they had it.
All right.
They thought they had him.
Come on, man.
Dr. Scruff said, you know, he said they thought they had him.
Uh-huh.
And the devil checked with death. The devil checked with death. You still got him? You still got him? Oh, yeah, I got him. She don't worry about it. I got him. Yeah, I got him. Yeah. Okay, all right. 20 minutes later, checked him again. Just say to him. Death, you still got him? I'm going to sleep. I got him. Everything I'm looking right at him. I look, there he is right there. Going to sleep. I got him. But.
Go ahead.
But this fella is strange. Just a strange fella here. Huh? He got me worried. But going to sleep. We got him. Satan, going to sleep. Death talking to him. And call him again. This Satan. Oh, death. Lord, I'm going to say this word means death. I told you I'm looking right at him. But read them keep on calling you. They thought they had Lazarus. They thought they had Lazarus. And he was there 4 days. He bothered me. We got him. I'm looking at him right now. He was worried. You can't get rid of no way you try. But all this Sunday morning. All this Sunday morning. He got up with all power in his hand. Holy Ghost power. Black power. White power. Green power. All power. Hey. In his hand. No, boy, sit down, ain't it? I got 12 more minutes. You're going to suffer if you follow Jesus. You ought to be willing to follow Jesus. Suffer for him. Go and take what you got to take. God won't let the devil put no more on you than you can bear. He can't touch you if God don't allow him to touch you.
Yeah.
Read the next verse, Paul. I ain't forgot where I was. Come on.
But evil men and seducers,
God Almighty,
shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
We don't all believe that. We don't believe that. Read the first part. Evil men, seducers. Don't be seduced, fool. Don't get what was deceiving. It's more deceiving folk in the world than ever. And being deceived. The deceiver being deceived. Got the church in an uproar. The church don't know which way to go. Stick with this right here. This cannot lie. Stick with it. God want us committed. He want us Christian to be committed to him. Follow Jesus is life or death. Remember that. All right, I told y'all, I may get killed for the gospel. Ain't no problem. That's God's business. I said, that's his business. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. And I'm out of the clothing. My brother and sister, listen. Just like Jesus told his disciples, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. He told his disciple that. Now, God Almighty, he told me to tell you, just like the Bible telling me as a pastor, I'm telling you, if you follow Jesus, I'm talking about follow him, try to obey him all you can, you're going to suffer persecution. It ain't nothing here. It's wide open. God got a, you're talking about a crown. When you go through some things for Christ's sake, boy, you got some crown waiting on you. I mean it. Take it. They can't do no more than God allow. No more. No more. When they're trying to set the church afire, many years ago, I know what brought on it. Talking about Mason and Eastern Stars. I said, take it to the grave, y'all. Because it's dead. I know, but I don't name nobody. I'm on radio, but they're trying to set the fire twice. And the fire chief, he came and looked at one. Look at me, what he said. He shook his head. Me and Buck Bryant was standing over him. He was down on his knees just like this. I don't see why. This church didn't catch a fire. Right at this vent, and the air blowing. I looked at him. I said, God blowed it out. from the depths of my heart. I said, God blowed it out. This was his word. I wish I can believe that. That was the chief word. Believe if you want. I know for you.
All right.
Bust the windows in the front of the church.
Yeah.
Got up one Sunday. I said, if you in here, leave my folks alone and get me. I'm caused of it. If you got a problem, it's me. See, I had a Jesus problem.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to know nothing about Jesus.
Right.
That's what's wrong with so many churches. They bring all this mess in God's house.
Yeah.
Making everything but what God has fixed it for. This is his house. When you dedicate something to Jesus, you better know what you're doing.
Right.
You don't allow mess to come in. He can't bless your house when you're doing everything in it but right. He'll bless the house when you recognize him. And what I love about the Lord, if he bless you, can't nobody stop you from getting your blessing. They may not like you. They may call you everything but a child of God. But let them know you know a man. His name is Jesus. He'll take care of you when all your enemies all around you. He'll take care of you. He'll go far enough to make your enemy be your footstool. He'll go farther enough to make your enemy give you a piece of bread. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yeah!
Catalog number 1436. Catalog number 1436.
Go ahead.
He'll take care of you.
Uh-huh.
I said he'll take care of you.
Yeah.
I said he will take care of you.
Yeah.
I said he will take care. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be afraid to bring up his name. He'll bless you.
Yeah. Oh, he'll do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We his witnesses. We are. We claim we know the Lord. Well, don't be ashamed or not afraid. But if you follow him, we don't know what's going to happen to him.
Uh-huh.
But always remember, you're already over. You ain't trying to get there. God already got your seat reserved. However you leave this world, it's there. We've got to know where we're going when we leave him. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for him. Don't be ashamed to stand up for him. Yeah, they're going to look at you funny in these last days. Look at you crazy too. I declare he'll take care of you. Don't try to be no put on her. Just be yourself. But don't deny your Christ. And don't be afraid to bring up his name. And don't be ashamed to bring up his name. He wants some true witnesses. The world doing everything, talking about everybody, but when it comes down to Jesus, even folks, homosexual, everything else, bragging. Everybody bragging on their sin, and we scared to sing up righteousness. I mean bragging about it. And we're afraid to say it's wrong. The Bible said it's wrong.
Amen.
We believe what the Bible said.
All right.
Let us all stand. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. He come to save. He'll save you. And for one name, the world ain't get no better now. Y'all better listen to that. It ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse. But not but one name that a man can go to heaven is only through Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that God raised Jesus from the dead, he that thou shalt be saved. Will it be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? Somebody may want to come by preaching this film about God. You may come. If you come giving your life to Christ, you don't have to be a part of this membership. We are baptized here and send you where you want to go. We just want you to know Jesus. That's all. We just want you to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Come on up, you got to be the one there. We got to.